Fiat. November 30th, 1938. One who goes around in the divine volition and recognizes its works receives the dowry that God has given her and forms the length of her days. She becomes the messenger of peace between heaven and earth. The divine generation. The bearer. I was doing my round in the acts of the divine volition, done for love of us. And it seemed to me that all of them wanted to be recognized, what they had done, how much they had loved us, and how they love us, for their love is not subject to ending. So, I was thinking to myself, what is the good that I do by always returning into the acts of the divine will? And my always lovable Jesus, surprising me, all goodness told me, my blessed daughter, you must know that in everything we have done, both in creation and in redemption, we did nothing but form the dowry in order to endow the creatures with our own goods and works. Now, one who comes into our will comes to take possession of her endowment, to recognize it and to love it. And as she goes around within our will to get to know this most extensive dowry given to her by her Creator, so does she form her day in time. Hence, as many times as she goes around, walks, loves, and knows, so many days does she form. This is why I gave her this great dowry, which she can receive and get to know in time, so that she may form her days, which will be the days that will crown the eternal day of the eternity that never ends. Therefore, the more she goes around inside our will, the more days does she form, which will render her richer and more glorious in heaven. And if the creature did not take the care of recognizing, possessing, and loving this great endowment, first she herself would be a poor unhappy one who lives in misery and is forced to starve while she possesses so many goods. It would happen as to a father who endows his son with his very large properties, but the son doesn't bother either recognizing it or going there often in order to possess and enjoy the endowment that his father gave him. This son, with all the endowment he could possess, because it doesn't care and does not recognize it, goes from rich to poor. One can say that he has gone down from the nobility of his father, as if he was not his legitimate son. What wouldn't be the sorrow of the poor father who, while he is so rich, sees his son poor, covered with rags, begging for bread from others? If he had the power, this son would make his own father die of sorrow. Such is the state of our Supreme Being. Everything that we created was a dowry that we gave to the creature to make her happy and rich, and to make ourselves known who we are, how much we have loved her, and how much we have done for her. So, one who does not go around within our works, does not recognize them, does not possess them, nor can he form the merit of his days in time. Isn't this a great sorrow for us? Therefore, always enter into our works. The more you come, the more you will recognize them and love them, and by right, you will take possession of them. Furthermore, Each act done in my will is a messenger of peace that departs from the earth and reaches into heaven, coming to bring peace between heaven and earth. Each word spoken about my will carries the bond of peace, and the first good the one who comes to live in it receives is the bond of peace between herself and us. She feels as though embalmed within our divine peace. With this bond of peace, she feels within herself the virtue of acting as peacemaker between heaven and earth. Everything is peace in her. Peaceful are the words, the glances, the motions. Oh, how many times, with one word, she puts peace between us and the creatures. One single glance from her, sweet and peaceful, wounds us and makes us turn the scourges into graces. So, all of her acts are nothing other than bonds of peace, peaceful messengers, which bring the kiss of peace of the creatures to God, and that of God to the creatures. More so, since the more the creature lives in our will, the more deeply she enters into our divine family, the more she acquires our manners, is given knowledge of our secrets, resembles us more. We love her more, and so does she, putting us in the condition of giving her always new graces, new surprises of love. We keep her in our home as a member of our family. We can say, she eats at our table. She sleeps on our knees. We cannot live without her. Our will binds her and renders her so lovable and attractive to us that we cannot be without her, nor she without us. After this, he added, my daughter, our desire for the creatures to live in our will is great. We find ourselves in the condition of a poor mother who feels the need to give birth to her child, but cannot. She has no place where to put him, nor anyone to whom to entrust him, or who would receive him. Poor mother, how much she suffers. The same with our Supreme Being. We feel the need to generate ourselves, but where can we put ourselves? If our will is not the life of the creature, there is no place for us. We have no one to whom to entrust ourselves, no one who would nourish us, nor the cortege that befits our adorable majesty. And since our most holy Trinity is always in act of generating, this birth from us remain repressed inside ourselves, while we want to generate our divine Trinity in the creatures. But since they do not live in our will, there is no one to receive our divine generation. What sorrow, seeing ourselves being rejected back into ourselves, unable to carry out the great good that our eternal generation can form in the creatures. Our will embraces everything, and the soul who lives in it, as she forms her acts, becomes the bearer of all. If she loves, she brings us the love of all. If she adores, she brings us the adoration of all. If she suffers, she encloses the reparation of all. One act in our will must surpass, enclose, and embrace everyone and everything, and reaches the point of becoming the bearer of our Supreme Being. In fact, we never go out of our will, and one who lives in it can enclose us in each one of her acts, to bring us wherever she wants, to the creatures, to make us known, to the whole creation, to tell us how beautiful are our works, to our very selves, to tell us, see how much I love you, to the extent of bringing you your own selves. We find ourselves in the same condition as the sphere of the sun, which never goes out from within the circle of its rays. And if the rays descend down below to the earth, investing everything, even the tiniest little plant, yet the sphere, from the height of its position, never departs from its light. It moves together with its rays and does what they do. The same with us. We are the bearers of our will, and our will is the bearer of us. We are one single life, and one who lives in it becomes the bearer of our divine being, while we become the bearers of the little human will. And we love her so much that she forms our victory and most beautiful joy to see our will fulfilled in her.